What's up, family? Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings, Mark the Messenger. We are back with another video. Man, I got a little bit bigger whiteboard, but this one's going to be about the seven signs your relationship with God is going downhill. It's bad. What are the words? It's horrible. It's trash. It's trash, right? But it's okay, though, because this video hopefully brings conviction to get anybody who's maybe part of this list that gets you to change your ways, because that's what God wants us to do, to repent. So hopefully this video plants a seed in somebody to turn their life around. Anyways, let's go. These are the seven signs. Number one sign, you guys know my video is not in order, but this is should be like the number one sign that your relationship with God is going downhill. Okay, is that you feel no remorse, no conviction, or no remorse, no guilt, no shame, no type of conviction when you fall short, when you fall into sin. And, you know, we all fall short, right? But when you stay in it and there's no conviction, you don't feel no type of guilt, no type of shame. Because when you have the Holy Spirit, that's what it does. It convicts you. It makes you feel guilty. It makes you feel shameful for what you did. Now, it's not to, like, you know, belittle you, but it's to get you to change, to get you to turn away. Because God, all you people who, you know, are keeping God's commandments, who followers of Christ, you're chosen. So we're not supposed to be doing, you know, carnal things, low vibrational things, and without us feeling some type of conviction. So, yeah, that's also a sign, guys. You know, when you fall short into sin and you're weeks, months, I mean, God forbid, years. And, you know, when you do things that are wrong, you don't feel no type of guilt, shame, conviction, any type of remorse, you know, and you just continue to stay in it. That's a sign of your relationship with God. Your relationship with God is going, you know, it's downhill, it's bad. And, you know, the easiest thing to, you know, solution to that is to, you know, like I said, repent of your sins. You know, God doesn't wish anybody to perish. I'm going to talk about this sign number seven. In life, this is what a lot of people, especially these churches, they don't talk about. In life, we reap what we sow. So yes, you could repent, turn away, but anything that you were doing, you know, that may open doors, you still have to reap the judgment. You have to reap what you've sown. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to face that. They don't want to be accountable for, you know, their actions. So always keep this in mind. Yes, when you repent, come to God, but always understand that there's going to be spiritual warfare. Any doors that you open for, you know, demons to attack, or I mean, whatever, maybe it could be some doors that you open up for the devil. Let's say if you like playing with like tarot cards, or, you know, that witchcraft type of stuff, you could open up the door for Satan to come in. So just keep that in mind. All right. That's number one. Number two is, this is also a good sign too. All of your peers and friends are all ungodly or of the world, okay? The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 4, that, you know, friends of the world is an enemy of God. So when you make yourself all these friends that you have, you know, they laugh at you for your walk with Christ. We all know people like that, right? Or we all once knew people like that. We all were once so-called friends, or it could even be your family, where they belittle you because you're, you know, God has called you. And he's called you to come out from the world, you know, to repent of your sins, keep his commandments, follow Christ, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And these people are belittling you. The people of the world, that's what they're going to do, okay? They're going to look at you weird and crazy. They're not going to respect your walk. Like, let's say if you hang around with them, you know, they know that you're trying to change your life for the better. You're not trying to do this, you're not trying to do that. And they're just keep on dragging you down. You know, these people, guys, they're going to separate you from God. They're going to, you know, open up doors for sin, and you know, and that's what sin does. Willful sin, you're just being more separated from the Holy Spirit. And that's why sometimes people don't even feel any remorse, guilt, or shame. The people they surround themselves with, you know, the Bible makes it clear that evil communications, it corrupts your good manners. All right, so always keep that in mind. That's also a sign, guys. When you have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit in you, the Ruach, is going to irritate people's demons. Okay, so the people of the world, not all of them, you know, not all of them, but for the most part, they're going to not like you. They're going to feel some type of way about you. And it's because the light in you is shining bright, and, you know, they're in darkness, so the darkness hates the light. So that's why it's all spiritual, why people don't like certain people. Anyways, that's number two. Number three is you find yourself no longer bearing fruit, okay? Remember, the Bible says that if Christ be in you, you're going to bear much fruit. So if you're not bearing any type of fruit, you know, and you may ask, you know, what type of fruit, you know, make it be something simple as, you know, giving to the homeless. It could be something simple as, you know, planting the seed to somebody, you know, preaching the gospel to somebody. And it could even be not even just on the internet, but like it could be someone on the street, your friend, your family that needs to hear the word. You know, never underestimate the power of planting the seed, because even the Bible talks about when the sower plants a seed, Satan comes in to take off the seed that was planted in someone's heart. So that's the power in the seed, because when you plant a seed in someone's mind, even though they might not get it yet, which is okay, but in due season, you know, it could grow into a big old tree, and you never know, you may find that person on a whole bigger level, higher level than you. Okay, so, you know, never underestimate the power of planting the seed. But that's also a sign too, guys, is just that when you find yourself no longer bearing fruit, you know, it's pretty much dead works, you know, carnality, you know, I call it low vibration, which means this to be carnal. That's also a sign to look for, okay? The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, you know, the fruits of the Spirit. So look at that verse, love, peace, joy, self-control, gentleness, kindness, meekness, joy. I don't know if I probably said joy already, but make sure you're operating under that, okay? So number four is, this is also a good sign too, guys. This is deep. Not that deep, actually. But number one is deep. Number seven is going to be deep too. But number four is, you have a weak or you just have no prayer life, okay? If you don't have no prayer, to me, is like a spiritual weapon, right? When you're going through it, when you're battling like a spiritual warfare, or, you know, just trying to stay afloat to get your spirit stronger. If you have no prayer life, you're not even, it could be a simple prayer, guys, as, you know, thank you, God, for making me breathe. Thank you, God, for watching over me. Thank you, God, for giving me mercy, grace. Something simple as that. If you have no prayer life or just a weak prayer life, that's a sign, guys. These are signs, especially no prayer life. Now, if you have a weak prayer life, that doesn't mean that it's bad, but it can be a sign, but it's mostly if you just have no prayer life, okay? Got to be talking to God, guys. You got to be talking to God. That's your dad. That's your father, right? He's the one who created you. You got to be talking to him a lot, you know? When I shower, when I go on walks, I was supposed to go on a walk right now, but I'm making this video. It's about to be dark, but I wish I could go on a walk, but this video is more important. But yeah, you got to be talking to God, man. You got to. This is so important to stay in one with him, okay? To hear his voice and know what he wants you to do, to show you your rights, to show you your wrongs. This is so important to do, all right? So make sure that you have a prayer life, okay? Because when you have a prayer life, you're going to find yourself, it's a lot more easier to walk in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, all right? Now, I'm not going to say all you have a prayer life and you're not going to do that, but it just makes it stronger because the Bible makes it clear, the more you feed your spirit, the more your flesh is going to get weaker. And the more you feed your flesh, the more your spirit is going to get weaker. So always keep that in mind, all right? So that's what number four is, make sure you have a prayer life. And like I said, guys, it could be a simple prayer. The Bible makes it clear, it says that to pray nonstop, you know, pray without ceasing. It could be as simple as just giving thanks to God. Thank you for the food, the water, the roof under your head, you know, your car that you're driving, the job that you got, whatever the case may be. Just, it's simple giving thanks, man. You always want to be grateful to God. All right, because the more grateful you are to him, the more he opened up the door for him to give you more. All right, so number five is instead of repenting from sin, you justify it and condemn other believers for exposing sin. I see this happening a lot, especially those who are under Christianity. They'll condemn a brother for exposing sin, to preaching out against sin. This is what they did to me. You know, a lot of people do this to me, you know, since the day one. You know, the biggest enemies on this walk you're going to be with, guys, is going to be religious people. People professing Christianity. These are going to be the biggest, and these are going to be the people who have the biggest problem with you. Even though you both serve the same quote-unquote God, you know, the true followers, they serve Yahweh, the Hebrew God. The counterfeits, the people who are deceived, I'm not going to call them all counterfeits, the people who are deceived, they serve the Gentile God, the God of Christianity. Okay, so they're gonna have an issue with you when you have the spirit of truth in you. All right, so when you find yourself justifying sin and condemning, belittling, attacking other people for exposing sin, you know, for being bold and speaking out against it, that's a sign that your relationship with God. A lot of people expose themselves and they don't even have no idea that they're exposing themselves. Okay, how can you get mad at someone for exposing evil, for exposing sin? You know, that's a sign. That's a clear sign. You know, anyone who's spiritual will see. You know, and spiritual people, they don't go back and forth. They don't debate. It's all carnality. It's all carnal. You know, we always let God fight our battles for us. All right. So, yeah, you don't want to be doing that. You see this a lot on social media. You see this a lot. And I understand, you know, people want to get views and clicks and all that. But you don't want to be doing that. All right, it's drama, entertainment, it feeds your flesh, carnality, aka low vibrational. All right, number six is you find yourself relying more on a church or a pastor more than Yah himself, more than God himself, okay? So this is another sign that I see a lot of people doing. They solely rely on a church on Sundays or whatever days you go, right? You rely more on him. It's like, and God is a jealous God. He don't like that. Nothing wrong with you listening to a pastor and you getting edified. Nothing wrong with that. But when you put all your trust and this is my pastor and this is, you know, you kind of look at him like a God, you know, that's off. You know, you want to rely on the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, which leads you to all truth. You know, personally for me, once I had the Spirit of truth in me, it teach me a lot of things. And I didn't even need a church. I didn't even need a pastor. The Holy Spirit's always teaching. Now, I'm not against people doing that. Hey, to each your own, fellowshipping, that's cool and all. But I learned the most truth when I was isolated, when God isolated me. And I picked up my Bible and I read it for myself. I didn't rely on someone, you know, to teach me the Bible. I actually read it for myself. And I encourage everybody to do this too, you know. Go a couple weeks, couple months without social media. And it's just you and God, you know. And I don't gain nothing from saying this, you know. If I say this, I'm actually going to lose views. But if this is what requires for you to seek out God more, then hey, so be it. You know, this is what it's all about. This is what God has chosen me to do. It's not about myself and what I can gain from my ministry. It's just literally just lead people to him. All right. So yeah, that's number six. Number seven is you become angry at God for the problems you created, like I was talking about earlier. So you become angry at God for the problems that you created through your willful sin, the doors you open, right? And then now you have to reap what is sown. You have to reap the judgment. Now, like I said, guys, you know, there's a Bible verse too. It talks about how people create their own problems and they're angry at God. It goes something like that. And, you know, if someone could leave that verse in the comment section too, that'd be dope. I'll pin it so everybody can read that. But this is what people do, man. You could live a season in sin, right? Okay, season 2-3 months, 4 months, and then you're living that type of lifestyle every single day, and now you repent, you get baptized, you get born again, right? Whatever. And you think that it's all good from there. But that season that you're sinning, you know, now who knows? Maybe you get pregnant. You know, who knows? Maybe you had to get an abortion. Maybe, you know, things happen, man. Things happen. And, you know, you just got to reap the judgment. You got to reap what is sown. That's life. If you sow to your flesh, you're going to reap corruption. And if you sow to your spirit, you're going to reap life everlasting, man. So I hope you guys get edified and blessed by this video, blessed by this message, man. These are the seven signs your relationship with God is going bad. Like I said, if it's going bad, don't worry. Don't stress. Change. Repent. Take heed to the message. If you guys made this far, show your support by liking the video, comment, subscribe, share, all the blah, whatever, right? I'm out, guys. Peace out. God bless you.